Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Treasurer Manuela Batavagna. We last spoke as the budget was being considered, and now the budget has been accepted at this point. So we wanted to check back in. And one of the big questions I wanted to ask is, we'd previously been talking about multi-year budget, how it was designed as a multi-year budget, but there was something of a different recommendation that came to council in the meeting where they approved it, to approve just the 2022 budget. Can you explain that?
So we are in the process of transitioning to multi-year budgeting. Last year we wrote a policy regarding multi-year budgeting, and that policy states the first year of the budget over the four-year term of the budget is to start in the second year of the new term of council. So we're having elections this year, and the second year of the new term of council will be in 2023. It'll run 2023-24. So we decided to do the multi-year budget this year to plan for 4 years and beyond, but we're only accepting the 2022 so that that new term of council has a year to set their own strategic plans, to review the current plan, to amend, to accommodate for their own goals, and then we can adjust the budget accordingly and pass it at that time.
What does this mean for that 2023 and beyond part that was presented to council? Is that wiped away, or are you at least keeping that as a template, or what happens here?
No, we're absolutely keeping it as a base to go forward. The other thing that we did, or we're in the process of doing, we're almost at the completion stage, is writing a 10-year plan. We hired a consultant, and jointly we've been preparing a 10-year financial plan for the municipality. So we're wanting to make sure that this 4-year budget aligns with that plan as well. So the 23 and beyond that we have is definitely a base for those beginning years. Also, it's going to speak to our capital budget for the next few years, and it allows us to plan for more than just 1 year at a time when we're looking at our capital assets.
Okay, the 2022 part is the part that was approved, but the other parts are still there to reference and help with decisions in the future. It'll just be the 2023 budget will be approved as itself, and then subsequently be doing the multi-year.
That's right.
I know one of the big questions that always comes out of every time a budget is approved, what that means for the average person. But let's start by discussing the levy, an important aspect that basically determines the increase for the average taxpayer. So what is the increase in the levy in this budget that was approved?
So the levy is the money that's raised through taxation, and our levy increased by approximately $136,000 this year, or 2.75% above last year's levy. Based on a single detached home or single detached dwelling with an assessed value of approximately $100,000, the increase would be less than $10 for the year.
All right. Not that bad, especially given that we're seeing inflation rates much higher than that.
Yeah, I was looking at the CPI this morning, and it's up over 5% for January.
I know water and wastewater, another big cost factor that isn't covered directly by taxation. What changes are included for water and wastewater?
Water and wastewater is funded 100% through user fees. I shouldn't say 100%. Part of it is through grant money for capital, but the operating portion is funded through user fees. So the difference was actually quite minimal. It was a little less than $20,000 from 2021 to 2022, and that happened primarily because of an increase in capital projects. So the capital projects that we are planning on doing this year for the Water and Sewer Department, or Water and Wastewater Department, are the replacement of the water intake valve at Wawa Lake and a replacement of one bank of the filters. So we have three large banks of filters, and they're not like the filters you'd have in your taps. They're enormous filters in the plant that filter our water for consumption. So we have a plan over the next 3 years to replace one bank per year of these filters. So, and of course, there's some future planning in there as well.
What does that mean for the average user?
Same as taxation. It is going up somewhat. Based on 993 users and a consumption rate of 176 cubic meters of water and 153 cubic meters of wastewater, the additional cost is less than $25 per year.
Those are obviously the bigger ones, the ones people see a lot easier, and they get the bills, they see that, but there are other places where the municipality charges for various things. What other user costs are rising under this budget?
Absolutely. All the departments have user costs. So there's airport fees, obviously the community center and the arena, the marina, the landfill. All of those user fees are increasing, looking at different rates. They're small amounts, so it wouldn't be any large dollar amount, and it is in keeping with the inflation.
And that's something that people would be able to see, those schedule of rates are available.
The schedule of fees is available on the website at wawa.cc.
And we will pause the conversation with Treasurer Manuela Badovagna for this week and pick up with the final half of this conversation about the 2022 budget next Thursday in Town Talk, heard at 9:30 in the morning here on Jam FM.